Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, sagt es wach im Perig Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Katshei Kadashim sheshechatan b'roi shemizbech. We have the Karbanis of Katshei Kadashim here, which we know are supposed to be shechted north in the Azara. For whatever reason, this person shechted it on top of the Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yossi says, that's good, kilu nishchetu b'tzafek. It's as if they were shechted in the north of the Azara. Now, let's remember, what was done on the Mizbech? There was the Zrikas Hadam on the Mizbech. There was the burning of the Karbonis. Shechita is normally done standing on the floor in the Azara. But Rabbi Yossi dashes of a pasik that it's okay to shecht it on the Mizbech as well. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says it depends which part of the Mizbech. Michatzi HaMizbech will itself find from the middle of the Mizbech and north. That's like the north of the Azara. But Michatzi HaMizbech will itdaraim, from the middle of the Mizbech south, that's like the south of the Azara. Kadaraim. And Katshei Kadashim has to be shechted on the north side of the Azara. Rabbi Yossi dashens the Pasuk. Pasuk says you should shecht on the Mizbeach, your Oila, and your Shlamim. So it's mashma, the whole Mizbeach is Kasha, whether it's a Oila, which is Katshei Kadashim, or a Shlamim, which is Kadashim Kala. But if the whole Mizbeach is Kasha for an Oila, that means the whole Mizbeach is the same as Tzafin. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda learns the Pasuk differently. He says, the Pasuk says, yeah, you can use the Mizbeach for your Oila and your Shlamim. Your Oila on the north side, and the Shlamim could even be on the south side. The Matanu says that the halach is like Rabbi Yossi. Vayter zok to Mishnah ha-menachais. We've already discussed that by a carbon mincha there's something called kmitz. So that's the main part of the avoda. The kohen scoops out some of the mincha with some of the fingers of his hand, and he puts that portion in a klei sharis and takes it up to mizbeach and burns it there. That portion is called a kaimitz. And again, the act of removing it is called kmitza. Kmitz is the same as shchita by an animal carbon. Now, a mincha is considered kodesh kedasha. Ah, so if kmitza is the same as shchita, so maybe kmitza has to be done in the north side of the Azara, the same way shchita of Katshei Kadashim has to be in the north side of the Azara. So our Mishnah tells us a chiddush that ha-menachais, when it comes to carbon, menachais, which are karbonis of flour, or sometimes barley, ha-nikmatzais b'chol mokaim ba'azara. The kmitza can be done anywhere in the Azara. Not necessarily on the north side. They can be eaten within the curtains. That's by the Mishkan. By the Beis HaMikdash, there are the walls, as we explained. Lezichrei kahuna, only for male kohanim, b'chal machal, prepared in any manner. They can be cooked, they can be baked, but they can't become chametz. Liyam v'layla ad chatzais. You have the day and that night until midnight. That's learned from the Lachmei Taida. Okay, so quickly chazring over. Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph, Katshei Kadashim, that instead of in the Azara was shechted on top of the Mizbech. Rabbi Yossi says, the whole Mizbech is okay. Rabbi Yossi Yehuda says, only the north side of the Mizbech. Although the act of Kmitza by a carbon mincha is considered equivalent to what Shechita is for animal karbonis, and although the carbon mincha is Katshei Kadashim, but despite that, the kmitza does not have to be performed on the northern side of the Azara. It could be performed anywhere in the Azara. The kmitza goes up, and it's burnt on the Mizbeach. That's what the kohen scoops out. The rest of the mincha is eaten in the Azara for zichrei kahuna in any way. And you have the day of the carbon and that night until chatzais. Now here, min hatorah would be mutter to eat the mincha the entire night, unlike by the Karban Pesach, where we had the sheet of Rabbi Lozov and Azayah, that it's min hatorah till chatzais. Here, min hatorah, you really could eat it till the morning. But the Rechamim said, let's not take chances and stop at chatzais.